Remember that awkward period when your body seemed to betray you daily? Today's children are experiencing something fundamentally different. Modern puberty starts a shocking 2 years earlier than when we grew up, stretches twice as long, and unfolds under the unforgiving spotlight of social media. This isn't just earlier development, it's a complete transformation of adolescence. What once began around age 11 now frequently starts at 8 or 9, creating nearly a decade-long journey through development that can last well into the late teens. This shift represents one of the most significant changes in human development patterns in recent history. The disconnect between physical and emotional maturity has widened dramatically. Children may look like teenagers while their brains remain firmly in childhood. A 10-year-old girl who physically resembles a 13-year-old faces social pressures she's emotionally unprepared to handle, creating what experts call the maturity gap. Their bodies may be racing ahead, but their brains continue developing on the original timeline. The prefrontal cortex, responsible for sound decision-making, isn't fully formed until 25 to 30 years of age. Instead of one awkward birds and bees talk, today's approach involves ongoing small conversations that build understanding over time, teaching children about their changing bodies and emotions. Effective communication starts with listening to understand what children are actually asking before responding. How you deliver information is as important as the content itself. Take a breath to calm yourself, and when appropriate, ask, "What makes you ask that?" Never lie, as it destroys credibility. Acknowledging your own discomfort shows that important conversations are worth working through awkwardness. Our own adolescent memories are neurologically hardwired and can influence how we guide children. While sharing personal experiences is tempting, kids need space for their own stories. If conversations don't go well, take a do-over. Admitting mistakes models that errors are acceptable and demonstrates how to acknowledge them. Remember, you can always revisit conversations and clarify information later. Imagine a child with a 15-year-old's physical development, but an 11-year-old's emotional regulation. This disconnect occurs because brain development proceeds independently from puberty, though puberty hormones significantly influence brain function. Brain maturation involves myelination, coating neural pathways with insulating fat cells to speed electrical transmission. This process takes about 30 years, progressing from bottom inside to top outside of the brain. By the tween years, myelin has reached the limbic system, controlling risk-reward, but won't fully reach the prefrontal cortex, responsible for consequential thinking, for another 15-20 years. This explains why teens might discuss responsible behavior with parents, yet make opposite choices with peers. Impulses travel 3,000 times faster through the myelinated limbic system than to the unmyelinated prefrontal cortex. A teenager might understand the dangers of texting while driving, yet the immediate reward can overwhelm their slower judgment center. With sex hormones affecting brains at younger ages while myelin accumulates at the same pace, today's elementary students experience emotional turbulence once typical of middle schoolers. Schools now report increased anxiety, mood swings, and social drama among younger students, requiring new approaches to education and emotional support. The dramatic mood swings once associated with teenagers now affect children as young as 8 or 9, impacting approximately 44 million American children. During early puberty, estrogen and testosterone cross the blood-brain barrier, significantly affecting emotional processing. Estrogen typically magnifies emotional reactions, while testosterone often manifests as quiet introversion punctuated by sudden anger. These hormones surge and plummet during puberty, sometimes shifting dramatically within a single day, creating unusually intense mood swings. This hormonal effect combines with brain development patterns. The limbic system sends emotional signals quickly, while the rational prefrontal cortex operates more slowly. Parents and teachers report mood swings appearing earlier, typically around ages 8 or 9 rather than 13, explaining the emergence of the term tween. Dismissing these emotions as drama discourages adolescents from sharing future concerns. Neuroscience confirms teens experience emotions more intensely than children or adults. Their seemingly exaggerated reactions genuinely feel significant to them. Mental health challenges have surged, with nearly half of U.S. teenagers receiving a mental illness diagnosis in their lifetime. Between 2005 and 2017, major depressive episodes among teens increased by 52%, and anxiety disorders nearly tripled, prompting the U.S. Surgeon General to declare a youth mental health emergency in 2021. Social media creates a paradox, offering support communities while correlating with increased depression, anxiety, and eating disorders. Today's adolescents frequently discuss mental health online, but often self-pathologize normal emotions. While normalizing difficult feelings is positive, children need guidance distinguishing between clinical conditions and typical emotional challenges. Normal stress isn't necessarily an anxiety disorder. Nervous physical responses aren't always panic attacks, and organizational habits aren't OCD. Body image concerns have reached critical levels, with nearly 60% of tweens and 70% of teens feeling self-conscious about their appearance. Social media, especially Instagram, nicknamed Thinstagram after a 2021 investigation, has become the primary driver of body dissatisfaction. Despite broader cultural acceptance of diverse body types, personal dissatisfaction continues growing. Adults should remember that weight gain is normal during puberty, and for growing children, weight loss is typically more concerning than weight gain. Modern relationship patterns have transformed dramatically. Physical intimacy often precedes formal dating, with situationships describing intentionally undefined relationships. Young people increasingly express comfort with diverse relationship orientations, discussing multiple attraction patterns even in middle school. Digital technology has profoundly influenced relationship education. Initial exposure to intimate content online typically occurs around age 12 for male youth, with 15% experiencing exposure by age 10 and 85 to 95% by high school completion. Over half encounter aggressive material, potentially affecting their understanding of healthy relationships. When educating young people, experts recommend ongoing dialogues rather than a single, comprehensive discussion. Begin with foundational knowledge about human anatomy and physiological processes. Remember that conversations can be revisited and refined. Creating a judgment-free environment encourages open discussion. Modern puberty is more complex than what we experienced. Today's youth face a convergence of biological, social, and technological factors that have transformed puberty. Earlier onset, environmental influences, and constant digital connectivity create unprecedented challenges. Despite their less cuddly appearance and seeming sophistication, tweens and teens need adult support more than ever. The key is responding to their chronological age rather than their physical appearance, while providing practical support without shame. This means having honest conversations about body changes and emotional challenges while maintaining appropriate boundaries. Through multiple brief conversations, during car rides, meal preparation, or walks, we can help young people navigate this new puberty landscape confidently. By recognizing the reality of earlier development, extended duration, and digital age challenges, we create space for authentic growth. Our role isn't to control their social lives, but to help them identify healthy relationships while keeping them safe in a world that often expects adult behavior from children who merely look grown up.